He's very well spoken. His name's Josh. So I was thinking I'd like to let him talk a little bit more, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, everyone. This is Geraldine. I am here with Danielle today. I am calling from Denver. Gorgeous weather here today, and just would like to welcome all of you to the call. Good morning, Danielle.
Hello, Beamer family. I'm calling from Colorado as well. I'm in Arvada, and it's a beautiful day here. It's supposed to be 66 degrees. Going to have some weather coming in, so I'm excited to get outside and experience the beautiful sun today. I'm excited for today's call. We've gotten some great news recently, and I can't stop saying it's go time. And I know that's cheesy, but I'm cheesy sometimes. But I'm really excited to get going with this device, and I'm excited to bring this out to the masses. I'm following up with people. I have over 200 disclaimers, so I'm really excited, Geraldine, to just get out there and have a reason to call these people back and not feel like I'm bugging them. You know how we get those chicken lists and we don't want to call people back. So that's what I've been spending my time doing, just kind of organizing and getting amped up to follow around and call these people back and share the excitement that we're a class 2 device. There's no other devices in this area that's class 2. So I'm really, really getting excited. Initially, I could tell you it was a little bit of a shock, but I'm ready to roll and I'm excited. And if you don't mind, Geraldine, I'll just kind of go over some things that people can be tying into right now while they're at home, and then we'll dig into our callers.
Oh, yep, sounds great.
Okay, great. Well, a lot of us, are at home and we're not out and about. So I just wanted to remind some people, maybe some of the newer people, to be sure to check your emails. Corporate's done an amazing job of, we're getting emails weekly from Chris and George Veronis, our national directors, and Albert Bosk, who is our CEO. They're sending great information. Go through them. Read the frequently asked questions. Watch the videos. Go through your back office. If you're back there, you're going to see that things are changing at a very rapid pace. So you want to get in there and look through everything. I can tell you there's a new product presentation coming out shortly, as well as new usage videos for this Go set. And Dr. Burke is going to be doing a usage video. So I just want to remind everyone, today's call is going to be on testimonials. We're not going to be getting into, do I use the Go set for this? How do I use this? How do I use that? I'm going to encourage you all just to watch your emails and to also turn into our Super Saturday that we have coming on this weekend, because Dr. Burke will be speaking and he's going to go over all of that. So right now, just kind of go through who you want to speak. Get through your back office. There's an amazing new set of frequently asked questions talking about the Go set that's going to answer a lot of those questions, and then also the coronavirus as well. So there's two product presentations, two meetings that happen every single week. And so now is the time, people. Our friends are home, our family's home, and they have nothing to do. So there's no better time than the present to tie them in to the Tuesday night product presentation. You can invite your customers to learn more about Beamer, but also for yourself to be on there. Because the more we listen to them talk about this new GoPro or Pro Go set, I catch myself saying that, the Pro Go set, the more we listen to them share and understand it ourselves, the better equipped we're going to be when it's time to speak on this. So that's every Tuesday night at 9 Eastern time. And then on Thursdays, they have a lunch and learn business opportunities. So, you know, right now, globally, everybody's looking at their health. There's a lot of people that are laid off. There's a lot of people that can't pay their bills. And we have an opportunity to help them. And, of course, as we know it, it does take a little bit to be going, get going with this. But there has never been a time in the history of our company where you can get in and purchase a Beamer and the distributorship at such a low cost. Like, Geraldine, I think when we got in, it was almost $6,400 to become a part of this company. And now people are getting it for $4,380 to become a distributor, to qualify yourself as a junior, and to purchase the Go set. So that's really, really exciting. So I would encourage people on Thursdays, get people to tune in. It's 12 o'clock Eastern time as well. And then the big online Beamer Saturday featuring the Beamer Pro Set Go. That's going to be this Saturday from 12 to 3:30 Eastern time. And it's just an exciting opportunity to for us to get educated on this product, but also to grow our Beamer business, to really sit down and think, who do I know that's struggling right now? Who do I know that is looking for a career change or is really scared with what's going on in their life and in their career and the future for their career. So I think tying people into this Beamer Saturday is a great idea. Dr. Burke is going to be speaking. They're going to go over the science of the Go, the applications, you know, financing options, all of that kind of stuff. And so in the beginning, they always do the guests. So I would invite you to invite guests, people you want to introduce to the product, and then also people who you're looking for new business partners. So I'm just excited to get going with this, get rolling, and today we can go ahead and if you want to share what we're doing today, Geraldine, with Testimonial Tuesday and compliance and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, thank you, Danielle. And then for those of you who maybe did not listen to yesterday's blog talk, I would highly listen to the archive with Casey Conrad and Mary Geffro, and Casey did an excellent job of just how to present and what's going on and anything that if you had any questions on things. So please go back and listen to that in the archives, and that will answer a lot of your questions too. Yes. So for today, for Testimonial Tuesday, we basically, it's the same as always. We're not going to talk about any disease state, any drugs you're on or drugs you got off. We do not, not going to use the words like pain, cured, treatment, anything like that. So basically, we just want to hear your name, where you're from, a short compliant testimonial on using the Beamer and what has happened with you, too. And then also maybe don't mention what settings and that type of stuff that we're putting it on, because as you know, every single person is different and how they receive their results. So anyways, looks like we have, looks like Mr. Dan. So Dan, 03588. How are you today?
Doing well. Great news on what we learned yesterday. That's very exciting. So really don't have a testimonial. I don't think you saw my text. I sent you a text and said, I hit one on autopilot. So anyway, great news. Just looking forward to a great Testimonial Tuesday call.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
And, you know, if you push one again, it takes you out of the queue. Do you know that?
I'm like Johnny Carson. I did not know that. I did not know that. That is wild. I will remember that next time. However, not a bad way, you know, well, I'm not starting my day at 10 in the morning, but not a bad way to start your day talking to Danielle and Geraldine. So carry on.
Thanks,
okay,
Dan.
Awesome. Thank you, Dan. Have a great day.
Well, Geraldine, okay. I have a special guest today. We have Josh Cloud, and Josh has an amazing story, backstory. I haven't actually heard all of it, but I've been told we need to get him on Blog Talk, and he's been helping out in Nashville with all the disasters, and he hasn't been able to be on, and we finally are able to have Josh on the call today. So, Josh, welcome. I'd love for you to share your story, your personal journey, and then how you were led to Beamer, what it's done for you, and the business opportunity that it's presented for you.
Hey guys, what's going on? Happy Tuesday.
Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, I'm jealous. It's not as beautiful in Nashville right now. It's cold and rainy. We're in the 40s, but I'm hoping your weather comes to us tomorrow. But nevertheless, we will just stay in the house today again. It doesn't matter what the weather is like. So basically, my Beamer story started a little bit right into 2019. I got my first my Beamer in January of 2019, January 15th. For some reason, I marked it down in my calendar. I must have known that it was going to be a life-changing experience for me. But I was introduced to it by a friend who had told me about it, and I actually asked her if she could bring it over to help my father because my father had some issues. And she, at the end of doing his session, she said, hey, hop on. And I was like, you know, no, thank you. I appreciate you coming over, even though I really wanted to hop on. She just goes, hop on. And so when I did, I felt, you know, she was doing the session on me and I felt some bubbling happening in my stomach. And I looked up at her and I said, Sherry, I said, I got some bubbling going on in the stomach. And she goes, well, at least you know it's working because as you know, you usually can't feel much, you know, when the Beamer, your first Beamer session is going on. A lot of times you don't, sometimes you do. And so she goes, at least you know it's working besides, you know, her running the B scan across my body and letting me hear the frequencies. And so I'll warn you right now, I do have the sexiest testimonial that you probably ever will hear. The following day, I was walking through LAX to fly back to Nashville because I was in Los Angeles with my family. And I had to use the bathroom. It was an emergency. And I was like, God, not here, not now, please, no. And sure enough, ran to the bathroom and had a little experience in there. And it was the weirdest experience I've ever had. I just had a completely clear white film, like clear, did not smell nothing, came out of me. And I was like, okay, that was interesting. And then five more times on a 4-hour flight, the best place to have to go to the restroom, it happened again. And so when I got home, I realized, you know, for the last 12, 13 years, I was the most healthiest person that doctors have ever seen. There was always something wrong with me, but they couldn't figure out what it was. I always ate really well. I always exercised and I was, you know, super into my health. But something just wasn't right. It was to the point where I felt like it was extra work for me just to get through my daily tasks. So I knew that I needed to get my hands on a Beamer. I did what I had to do, got it, started it January 15th. And since January 15th, my life has completely changed. I'm probably a really bad person to ask to share the testimonial to because it sounds like I'm, you know, pumping it up too much. But in all seriousness, every single aspect of my life has changed, obviously from my daily energy to my sleep. I'm only going to the chiropractor for routine checkups now. I'm not going to have to get relief from my lower back issues or any of that. I no longer am dealing with my digestive system. Obviously, that was a big problem that we never could seem to get under control. You know, just my body found balance. My body was able to check itself. It was able to start healing itself from the inside out. And from that, it has single-handedly changed everything. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm off all my medications. I was on a whole bunch of medications. I got off all my medications in June. The doctors are blown away at that. You know, it's just been a very slow process. It wasn't anything that happened overnight, but it's still to this day. I'm noticing little things like, you know, I used to have a real hard time comprehending what I was reading. And especially late at night. And now, instead of getting in bed and turning on the TV, I get in bed and I open a book like Lucille Ball and I start reading to put myself to sleep. It's the craziest thing. You would have never thought that when I was in high school because I just was not a big reader. But I can actually, like, my focus and my, you know, ability to comprehend what I'm reading late at night now is even better. You know, just those little tiny details that seem to kind of bring life back into balance, all of those are still happening. And I just, you know, I beam my water every day. you know, I live, eat, and breathe my Beamer. So that's pretty much been my little condensed testimonial.
I love it. And I know a little bit, I was told, about your background, but as far as the career path, what attracted you to Beamer as far as that? I mean, you said you're pumped up too much. That's how I was, and that's how I am. And I think a lot of people are like that, because you're truly giving your life back, and you're realizing, especially people that are nurturers or, you know, that just really have a passion and desire to help others, that you have the ability to do that. So, you know, coming into this career and this season in your life, what attracted you? And if you could share just a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I was, I'm a professional musician, singer, songwriter, and had incredible success out here in Nashville. Was a finalist for American Idol several years ago. And through all of that, I didn't have a plan B. My plan Bs were just like little tiny, you know, asterisks underneath my music career, just things to kind of get me by. And so as I get older, I realize these little things I've just kind of been doing to get me by are not going to be sustainable for me. My dad's a chiropractor, so I was raised in the natural health world. I was raised a huge believer that our body is the ultimate power. It is what can heal itself if it's given the right tools. And so when I had my own emotional experience on it, and I started studying and started reading into it, I was on fire. You know, like I said, I got on this January 15th. I went to my first academy in June. So it, you know, it wasn't one of those things that I was like, I'm doing this. I'm going to hop on. I'm going to tell the world about this, because I'm real cautious about that stuff. But once June rolled around and so many things were changing, I didn't even have to go out and tell people. People just came up to me and they were like, what is going on with you? You look great. You are so different, you know. And then come August, that's when I decided, you know what? This train can't stop. Like I'm hopping on, and we're going to take this thing as far as it will go. So, it showed me a life that was sustainable. It showed me a life that was still flexible to where I could do my music and still pursue those dreams. And it also showed me just a really easy, easy way to connect people and to help people, because so many people were in the place that I was in, and so many people are still in that place. And I love people. I love them. So it was just kind of a natural fit for me.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for being on the call today. And I just wanted to give you a little more time than we typically do. We don't have many people pressing one and introduce you and welcome you to our family. But, you know, it's an amazing testimonial, and you are on fire. And as a musician, think of the other people that you're in contact with that you have the opportunity to share this gift with as well. So thanks for being on today. Geralyn, do you have any questions for Josh?
No, I love his testimonial. It's I think I heard a testimonial like that years ago, so it's really strange. And I'm like, wait, he just got on it a year ago. So I'm trying to think of who it was, but I remember hearing something almost very similar like that, and it just blew me away. So, yeah, love your energy, your enthusiasm, and can't imagine that you were ever sick, that's for sure. So thank you so much, Josh.
You're so welcome. Thanks for having me on, guys. Have a good day.
Have a blessed day.
Okay, so here we go. Opened the wrong one, actually. Okay, we'll go back to it. Okay, so anyway, 907-907, you're live on Blog Talk.
Good morning, Danielle. This is Wanda in Alaska.
Hi, Wanda.
I just thought I'd let you know the latest testimony I have. On Friday, I walked outdoors and immediately stepped on some ice on my driveway and fell down and sprained my wrist. That was an immediate owie moment. And After getting up, I came inside and I couldn't turn my wrist. I couldn't roll it. It really was hurtful. And I went, well, this is not good. So I decided to put the Beamer on for 20 minutes. And after the 20 minutes, I could roll my wrist and didn't hurt anymore. I was talking to a nurse friend of mine and asked her, how long does it normally take a sprained wrist to heal? And she said, oh, about 4 weeks. So I told her what I had done, and I said, and look, 24 hours ago, I couldn't roll my wrist, and it doesn't hurt anymore. So I'm just so thankful.
I love it. And Wanda, how old are you?
72, almost 73.
This amazing woman is helping people across Alaska, and she has had one testimonial after the next. So I appreciate you continuing to call in, Wanda, and updating us with your new testimonial.
Thank you. Will you guys keep it up? I enjoy all the work you do for us.
Thank you, Wanda. I'm pretty sure I met you too because your number is in my phone. So I think I met you at the convention, one of our conventions with my girlfriend Wendy, who's from Alaska. I think so. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
So we're gonna go back here. My computer skipped over. Okay, so here we go. We have Jerry on the line. Hi, Jerry. Good morning.
Good morning, Jerry Gallegos here in Littleton, Colorado, and I wanted to give a little bit of testimonial. First of all, I'm, like Danielle said, it's supposed to be 65 in Denver or 66, somewhere around there. So I'm actually outside on my deck just absorbing the vitamin D from the sunshine and enjoying the weather. But I wanted to share a little bit. For those of new people that don't know me, I'm a civil engineer by degree. And been a business owner most of my life. And I got to say that there are certain dates that everybody remembers in their life, the day they got married, the dates of their children, graduation, things like that. But one date that I have solid in my mind was September 2nd of 2015. And that's when we ordered our Beamer. Sight unseen was introduced to me by Dennis DeVore. Dr. Dennis DeVore, and it has been life-changing. One of the things that I've recognized over the last 4.5 years is that we continually change people's lives. Listening to Josh's testimonial, and Geraldine said, boy, I think I've heard something similar to that. It's true. We hear those type of testimonials all the time. And by the way, Josh, welcome to the Beamer family. And everybody else that's on this call. But we have an opportunity here, and testimonial-wise, I never planned on becoming this active in Beamer. And for those of you that don't know, I started out, I went to an academy with Bettina Torres in Salt Lake City, and that was life-changing. And so we continue to grow. Beamer affords opportunities. I met Danielle in Liechtenstein at the International Academy. She's an amazing young lady that has really embraced Beamer and has become a part of my life in the Beamer family, helping others. But again, Beamer represents a change of life for the positive, to change other people's lives physically. And I am so excited now with this new ProSet Go product because it gives others an opportunity to not only grow with their health and change their health, but to change their finances and the finances of other people. Health and wellness right now at this point in time is on everybody's minds. And we should remember that we have one of the most phenomenal products on the planet, not duplicatable. And so embrace that, share it with everybody, come from your heart and you'll change people's lives. So that's my testimonial. I'm looking forward to the next 5 years, actually, as to where this is going to go. Change is constant, and change, you have to go through change, because if you don't, you stay stagnant. And that's it. So everybody have a blessed day today.
Thanks, Jerry.
Yep.
We all remember when we bought the Beamer and June 19th and got it June 23rd. Exactly, 2015.
Yeah.
Okay. I think we all know our first day.
A day etched in our own history.
Yeah, we have a lot of callers now. So
coming in. That's great.
Awesome. Okay, so we have 910. 910, you're live on Block Talk.
Boy, I love listening to Josh also. And hi, Jerry, how are you? This is Jay McLaren in Lexington, Kentucky. I have a question. I hope you don't mind. When we're talking about the pad and the new Go set, I keep hearing low and high, low and high. Are they talking about using the pad with the Go set on the intensities? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We normally use the pad with the programs, 1, 2, 3. I don't know what they mean by low and high when they don't use program or intensity. Help me.
Well, I can start with that.
Yeah, I'll
get into a little bit. I am going to encourage you to listen on Saturday. So the the basic plan, is meant for the intensity, and with the B-body that we have currently, the intensity is always set on low. So being that they're taking away this B body temporarily, there is an option where we can use the B pad. And instead of using it on that blue program button, as we have been taught, we can actually use it as the basic plan. And so they're going to show us how to do that. But there is a high-low because the B pad is always on high. It's always on high. So in the settings, you can actually go in and turn that to low and just use it with the intensity like you would the normal basic plan. Lay it down your spine, lay it down your legs, and get that full body session. So
here for a testimony, I'll tell you real quick. I wanted to be clear because I think it would be so helpful if we talk about the intensities as they are and the programs as they are, So, good. We use it at 1, 2, 3, I'm assuming. I had about a week. I was down in Florida, and I had my body. I had everything with me. But my body was showing some signs of something going wrong, and boom, for 1 week in Florida, my B-body was not working. So I immediately called Beamer. They were fabulous. I shipped it back. So, and this was in January, way before this Go set came out. So all I had was my spot and my pad. And I did sort of what they're suggesting, but I thought I had to cover more of my body. So I put it down the back of my spine. This is for a week in Florida because I didn't want to do without my Beamer, right? And then what I did, I put it down the back of each leg. And I felt completely the same. I thought, this is great. I did use the intensity levels of about 2 or 3. And I thought, well, this is pretty cool. I could probably travel with this instead of the big B-body. So I just want everybody to know that I've already done that. It worked. And I carried on with my Beamer as if I didn't even need the body. So there you go.
And you'll get more clear on the settings and stuff when you hear and watch them do it, too. So. Thank you very much, Jane. So we have a whole bunch more callers there.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that.
Okay, so area code 413, you're live on Block Talk. Hello.
Hi.
413.
Hi, can you hear? Hi, can you hear?
Yep. Yes, we can hear you.
This is Victoria in Massachusetts, and I wanted to share my first experience with the Beamer was June 7th of 2018, as we remember the dates. And I had a pretty strong, completely undiagnosed injury to my head and constant pain for 12 and a half months before I used the Beamer, and probably about 80 cranial sacral sessions or 100 sessions with a little bit of chiropractic and two different cranial sacral practitioners and some PT that injured me actually worse. The PT injured me worse. The cranial sacral was just always neutral, which was very unusual. When I had my first experience with the Beamer, it was the B-pad that I felt the most. The gentleman in the Boston area put the B-pad up the central part of the front of my body. And that's where I felt some bubbling, like the gentleman that talked earlier mentioned. And I'm sure it was 6:30 in the evening, so I'm sure he probably had the B-body on one without the plus and the B-pad on program one without the plus. Of course, the B-body on intensity one. But again, it was the B-pad that I felt. I felt like kind of like bubbling or movement in the front of my body. And I had been experiencing for those 12 and a half months such intense pain and pressure at the back of my head, or discomfort and pressure, agony and pressure.
Discomfort,
And,
yeah, don't say pain.
And,
discomfort. Yeah.
Like it was pushing me forward almost, and way beyond brain fog, just like my brain wasn't working, my energy was very low. When I got up from that session, and mind you, I'd been eating all raw food for 6 months, I thought I have to do everything I can to help myself get over this. And I'm still healing from it, but I felt my energy return that night and clarity in my brain, and that pain and pressure was gone, never to return. And what I didn't know that night was that I wouldn't have any of the several, I would have several 36-hour headaches. They were on this really unusual and interesting rhythm of 36 hours headaches that I get before I went to bed, and it wouldn't go away until I woke up two mornings later. Those were gone, and I've only had a couple very mild, very, you know, much briefer headaches. Basically, I would say none compared to what I had. So I'm so grateful, but and I know that I'm still healing in many ways on many, you know, my whole body. So I don't think it's a miracle, and I do think it's a miracle.
Well, thank you, Victoria. Thank you very much.
You're
for that. We're going to continue on because we have a bunch more callers on here, so I want to make sure everybody can give their compliant testimonial. So the next person we have is area code 970-975. You're live on Blog Talk. Hello.
Good morning, everyone. This is Tiff Scott here in Crawford, Colorado.
Hi, Tiff. It's Tiska.
Hey.
Who is it? Oh, it's okay.
I'm usually on horse calls on Thursdays, but today I decided Danielle asked if I would come on and just share a little bit of a personal testimonial of the Beamer Pro.
Awesome.
So I'll just share a little bit of mine, and then I can talk a little bit about my son. First of all, I ride horses quite a bit, and I never got it specifically diagnosed, but some lower back issues for years. And some of it I think was genetic. Some of it I think was just wear and tear on my body over the years and getting bucked off a lot. But to the point where I would sit on the floor or I'd be laying in bed and I could not get up. And so I'd have to roll myself over in agony or discomfort and figure out how to get up off the floor. So I wouldn't typically lay on my back when I was sleeping. I'd always lay on my side or my stomach, and I wouldn't typically sit on the floor ever because I knew I couldn't get back up. But since owning the Beamer, I was introduced to Beamer by Danielle. We were at a horse show and stumbled across it, and that was another story. But since then, my back issues have completely dissipated, completely, and I can get up off the floor easily. I don't have any shooting pain down my legs when I'm laying flat on my back in bed, when I need to get up out of
discomfort.
The bed.
Discomfort?
So, discomfort, sorry. So, yeah, that's been a big change. And then my son,
Hold on. Wait a second. You can't. So you know.
Yeah, well, you
can only
just,
give your.
You
can
share
your,
why
you
bought it for him. You just can't tell why. You can't tell what happened with him, but you can tell him just kind of the gist of partially why you purchased the device.
Yeah,
right,
but nothing
so,
that's happened.
But don't say,
yeah.
You can't say what's happened to him since, you know, because that's third party.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
So, sorry, I didn't know that. Anyway, so I purchased the unit for our whole family. Mostly it was for my husband, but then I got a lot of benefit from it as well. But my son, being the research that I was introduced to by Danielle, is that it does help. He's adopted. We adopted him a couple years ago and been a part of his life. But before that, his mom has experienced some issues with drug addiction, and she's had many children. And so we knew that he had had some trauma of some sort. So being the research that I was introduced to and read and saw that Beamer's drastically helps on a trauma level, cellular level, to help with all of that, that was a big advantage for us as well.
Thank you. Yeah,
awesome.
And you know, I wish you could share his testimonial, but it's been amazing. But this little guy has come through a lot. So thanks for sharing that, Tiff.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming on today.
Thank you
for
all you guys do.
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Okay, so the next person is... Yeah, we got another one. Okay, area code 830. 830, you're live on Block Talk.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. I just have three quick questions. One, I didn't catch Josh's last name. I'm also in the singer-songwriter industry, and I'd love to just – I bet he has some information regarding that, so I don't know if you can mention his last name. Second, I'm in Texas, and I've met someone in Utah by phone who would like to get more information locally to see the Beamer. Obviously, there's not a way I can share that with her being in Texas. Is there a way to contact Bettina Torres so that she might be able to arrange that, so that they could, them being in Utah, might be able to find someone who they could go by and, you know, take a look? And then the third is, how do you get someone on the Tuesday night call if there is, you know, somebody who you want to listen to that and see the PowerPoint?
Great. Okay, so Josh's name is Joshua Cloud.
Okay.
As far as your second question about getting people on the Beamer in another area, I mean, right now pretty much everyone's shut down, so we're not actually, you know, reaching out and putting people on Beamers just for, you know, the precautions that's recommended by the CDC. You know, there is a way that you can search for distributors. If you go to beamergroup.com and find a local distributor, I would recommend you actually calling that person directly to see, or you can certainly reach out to Bettina, and it's just like bettina.torres@beamermail.com. So first name, dot last name.
How do you spell Bettina? How do you spell
Bettina?
Okay, and then dot Torres, and what was the?
Yep, T-O-R-R-E-S.
And what was the rest of it?
At Beamer Mail. Yep, it's the same email address that you have. Yep.
Oh, okay, at beamermail.com. Okay,
yep.
And then
yep.
The Tuesday
and
night.
Then Tuesday and Thursday calls are going to be at beamermeetings.com. So you can just send them that little website.
Okay, but do they have to have certain app on their phone or something, or on their computer?
You can log in right on your computer. Just do www.beamermeetings.com.
Okay, and they don't have to have a code or anything to?
No, they'll be able to log right in.
Oh, okay, because I thought the only reason when I hit on that link, when they remind, you know, okay, Beamer call tonight, and it's on Zoom, and it comes up on my phone, it has like a sort of like somehow already programmed in with my email.
Yeah.
And
it,
so
different regionals and different directors have different calls and they use different systems, but this one they'll be able to log in. That's a great question.
Okay, so just go to beamermeeting.com. And,
yep.
Okay. All right.
Anything
Thank
else,
Geralyn,
on that one? Thank you.
Nope. It's meetings, though, isn't it? Isn't
okay.
It plural?
Meetings,
plural,
yeah.
But it's meetings with an S. And then you also, if you wanted to, you can go on the
the IBD, you know, the website on Facebook too, and see if there's somebody in that area, maybe when this thing settles, that they could help you. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so
much. Looks like
okay,
we have
so.
One more caller today, Geraldine. Just the perfect amount of time.
I know. Isn't that great? Yeah. Area code 973-973. You're live on Blog Talk. Hello? Are you there? Maybe they're not there. Hello? Area code 973? Okay. Well, shut that one down. Okay. There we go. Oh, here comes another one. Okay, so here's one, the last one. Area code 859-859, you're live on Blog Talk.
Hi, this is Claudia Smith in Lexington, Kentucky. How are you?
Very well. How
Hi, Claudia.
You?
Great. Hi. I just wanted to say that my Beamer has really just changed my life from head to toe. And I'm excited about the new unit coming out. I called a friend of mine who tried my Beamer, and she said, you know, I think I can do this one. So she's excited, and that made me more excited. So I just had to share that today. So I'm going back through my list as well.
That's a great idea, Claudia. Yeah. And it is going to tie in a lot of people that maybe couldn't afford it at that time, or maybe mm-hmm. they just weren't open to it at that time. But, you know, with everything that's going mm-hmm. on in our world, people are looking towards their health a little bit stronger. So, you
right.
know, I think that's a great idea that you're tying back in, and hopefully she'll be able to make the best decision of her life.
Well, she's had a lot of knee discomfort, and it did help her with knees. So, anyway, I'm new because of the Beamer. It's exciting to see where it's going to take me just day by
great.
Day. Yeah, thank you so much for your calls and everything. We really helped all of us.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Claudia.
Well, we look like we're going to end the show a couple minutes early, which is awesome. And thank you so much, Danielle. I think I'm going to go out supfboarding this afternoon because it's going to snow again probably. Yeah. Welcome
Perfect.
To Denver, right?
Yeah.
The weather is so bizarre. Oh, but anyways, there's not a whole lot to do except for work and work out is kind of my thing. So. Oh, God.
Well, I'd
well,
love
thank you so much, Danielle.
Yeah, I'd love to leave everyone with a quote for today. I just enjoy doing that. I'm a quote person. But, you know, we're experiencing a lot of changes, not only in our company, but in our world. So today's quote, embrace the changes that you're experiencing and seek the possible good that is coming from it. There's a purpose in all happenings, and it's up to you to search for it. Have a blessed
day,
beautiful. Y'all.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.